This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The Radio.com app is the official new home of the Rise Guys Morning Show on your phone.
I have their app on my phone, and so like I listen to them all when I'm getting ready and then when I'm driving into work.
Powered by Quaker Steak and Lube, you're locked into the Rise Guys Morning Show on 93.3 The Planet.
Rocks.
Rise Guys Morning Show. Good morning. Good morning. It is Friday, and I'm excited about that. I'm excited about the cool weather coming. I'm excited about fall. I'm excited about hockey. I'm excited about haunted attractions.
See, we scheduled this knowing the weather because we read the Old Farmer's Almanac. Yes. And we knew that we couldn't do it before this weekend because it'd just be too hot for haunted houses.
It would be.
I don't want to go to a haunted house at 85 degrees outside. That's summertime.
No.
I can't go to a corn maze.
Right.
But this weekend,
this weekend's going to be nice.
We can do Mad World VIP night with the Rise Guys.
Yeah. Well, let's start first with tonight. Tonight is Swamp Rapids season opener.
Mm-hmm.
Puck drops at 7 o'clock. It's going to be great.
It's going to be a real good time. We'll be there, man. We'll be there around 6 o'clock.
Ish,
yes.
That's what time the doors open.
Yeah.
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 I'll be there about quarter till, I imagine.
Mm-hmm.
So that's tonight. It's the Toledo Walleye. And then tomorrow night is Mad World.
Absolutely, yes. Yeah. So tonight, hockey, dropping the puck on the season of Swamp Rapids hockey. And tomorrow night, Mad World VIP night, which it's going to be a fun weekend. We've had a lot of those lately.
Yeah. Tomorrow night's 8 to 10, right?
Yes, 8 to 10 tomorrow for Mad World. VIP night with the Rise Guys.
Yeah, that's the deal with that is we'll do a meet and greet prior to it. We'll do pictures with us and all the ghouls and goblins, and then we'll go through Mad World with you. We'll also, we don't have to wait through the line.
No.
You have a Rise Guys VIP ticket.
Yeah, if you buy the Rise Guys VIP ticket, you essentially get the Fast Pass, which when you do it with us, you save $15 per ticket, so there's four of you going, man. That's $60.
$60 savings.
Yeah.
Five would be $75.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Eight would be 90, or six would be 90, rather.
Eight would be 120.
There you go.
Yeah.
Matt's the math guy on this show.
That's right. That's where my name came from.
So bring seven friends, save over $100.
Yeah, 105 to be exact. So that's tomorrow night. That's right there. And well, I mean, it's Greenville, but it's Pickens County? Is that the where that is?
Anderson County.
Anderson County. Okay. Sounds about right.
Yeah, I believe it's Anderson County right through there. I don't think the 85 runs through Pickens County anywhere.
Not yet.
Maybe one day.
Give them time.
They'll annex Oconee.
Yeah. But
you can see it real good off 85. I drove up 85 by exit 40 to exit 35 last night, and you can see it real good, plain as day. It wasn't even open last night, and you can still see the signs.
Oh, yeah.
Big and bright.
Yeah. So that's tonight and tomorrow night. That'll be where we're at, and we'll be doing fun stuff, and we'd love to see you there.
Absolutely. Can't wait. If you want to go to Mad World with us tomorrow night, you can still text TRICK to 72341, I believe. Get the link, bounce right back. Go ahead and buy a ticket or two or
save
seven.
$15.
Yeah, $15 per ticket to go do VIP night with us. And if you're really lucky, you'll be in one of the smaller groups that we get to tag along with.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, how big are the groups?
Yeah, they vary.
8 to 10, maybe?
Vary a little bit. Yeah, they max them out somewhere around 8 to 10, it seems like.
Yeah.
But we usually try to get in on a group that isn't quite full. So if you don't have as many friends as some other people, you might get to hang out with us extra and go through the dark, scary woods with us.
Right. But I get to be in the middle.
I always wind up in the front, man. Every time I wind up in the front of the line.
See, I don't want to be in the front. I just don't want to be the butt of a joke.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, I don't want to get scared and nobody laugh.
Yeah.
That's true.
I want to be in the middle.
Yeah. I just always wind up in the front, and I don't know why that is necessarily. It's like, I'm not particularly bad. You don't want me out front.
Same way with orgies with you.
Yeah.
What?
Well, I quit that years ago. You know, they were Blue Monday and they didn't have nothing else good.
Oh, man. I ain't going to go walk at Furman today if I'm going to go walking around all over Anderson County.
Yeah.
That's a trail down through there.
Oh, yeah, man. It's a half a mile through the woods. It's, you know, half a mile through the woods ain't like a half mile on a track. It's
woods of terror.
More strenuous, but especially being chased by chainsaws and stuff.
Yeah. Yeah, they have 150 people strong in that thing.
Yeah, man.
Like, I remember.
They got people flying.
I remember. I know. They got them dropping out of the trees and stuff because it's out in the woods.
Yeah.
I remember where you'd go through a haunted house, you'd be through 5-6 minutes, mm-hmm. get chased out the back door with a chainsaw.
Oh,
it's
yeah.
like, God, I just paid $10 for this or whatever. But that one, it's as long as a movie.
It is. It's as long as the good part of a horror movie.
Yeah.
Remember we had the one years ago we went through, and then it would actually like hurt you. You pick up the little pin. They made you sign in, and it actually literally shocked the hell out of you.
Oh, it had this, the pin had a, yeah.
But it wasn't a buzz. Like, it really hurt.
Do you remember the ones that they used to do at McAllister Square and the mall where they would – it was like a portable school building?
No.
It was a trailer, essentially. It was on wheels, and they would bring it in every season and set it up there. And it was the same thing. You go down this hall, go up this hall, go down this hall, and then out the back door. And you knew it, like the layup of the trailer. They never changed it up, but, it was the only game in town. This is when churches did them, though.
Yeah, and then
churches used to do haunted houses, and it was okay.
They never really upped the ante till I remember sometime in the 90s, there was some mansion off Augusta that used to do one years ago, and they haven't done it. I think the place even got torn down since then. But
yeah.
I went to one there, and that's where I knocked down Jason that time.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Was it like a 5'7" Jason, though?
Yeah. But I was like
mini Jason.
10 or 11. He had on a gold-plated hockey mask. He was holding an axe. And he steps in the doorway right at the end.
Gold-plated hockey mask?
Yeah, it was a gold-plated hockey mask. Or at least, it appeared to be gold.
Gold LeMay.
Gold in color.
Yeah.
So, yeah. I charged right into him and knocked him down.
How old were you at this point?
10 or 11.
Dang, good Lord.
This was not a very badass Jason.
Somebody should have had you on a football team.
That's when they were the best.
Too fat. They wanted me to play against kids 3 or 4 years older than me, and they would have killed me.
Oh.
They were good, man, when the characters didn't match up, and you'd have, like, a fat Freddy.
Oh, man.
Yes.
That's special.
It's not believable.
Man, Mabry used to run a haunted house. My mama, she mm-hmm. did it for about 7 or 8 years at a church, no less. And she would go to, like, meat processing plants and get, like, real bones and stuff. Like, this is before you could just drive to... Like, I went to Lowe's the other night, and they had this skeleton that you can put in your front yard that, by God, would fool some people.
Mm-hmm.
And it looked so authentic, and I'm like, the old days, you'd have one that, like, glowed in the dark or something, or like,
cheesy.
Lit up. Now you want people to, like, sit there and say, should I call 911 or not? I don't know.
We want realism.
We don't know our neighbors, so they may or may not do something like this. I don't know. But she would have, my mama, she would have real bones and real, like, stuff. A real casket.
Well, yeah.
Amazing.
His mama. It used to be easy to get a casket.
Yeah, it did.
I borrowed an urn one time for Halloween.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. When you were Paul Bearer.
Yeah. And then I went back to the funeral home, so he probably bought that thing later.
Oh, yeah. So listen to this. There's some updates on Rise Guys P1 Pilsner Beer.
Yes, there are, man. We do have some updates. We're going to have a complete list of retail locations coming today that we'll be putting out on social media. But we know some places to get it.
Where are those places?
The first one that comes to mind is downtown Greenville, Lawrence Street, right behind Barley's at the Greenville Beer Exchange.
I saw that. They made a whole display for it and put it out
nice.
On social media and everything.
Oh, yeah. And then it's been spotted in some Spink stores,
yeah,
some Hotspot stores,
yeah,
and Lowe's Foods at Five Forks.
I love that.
That's Lowe's Foods at Five Forks, not the hardware store now.
I may start having to do groceries there. If they say, why not?
Yeah.
They support me, I'll support them.
I'll go support you back. And I heard it's at the Fresh Market with two locations to serve you in Greenville.
No kidding.
Yeah.
Oh, that's great.
Yep. Yeah. I'm going to go check that out today because, I mean, we're up the road from the one on Woodruff, and then the other one's kind of on my way home.
Oh, yeah. I mean, that's just, for real, that is a wall that was broken down.
Absolutely.
That is something for the whole P1 family to be proud of. Mm-hmm. That. We got it in stores, not just on tap, in stores. It's a big damn deal.
In stores.
Yeah.
Like, I haven't gone into a store and seen it yet.
I haven't either.
I went into two
the other day, and the one hadn't, it was still in the back. They hadn't put it out yet. I'm like, what are you doing?
Let me go back there and take a peek.
Let me go back here and check the you know, the boxes, make sure everything's on the up and up.
What you got that you haven't not that you haven't stocked yet?
Yeah.
I want to see what's coming up.
So today they're putting out the what they're calling the master list that'll have all the places that currently have it. And if you go somewhere that doesn't have it, tell them to get it. And then we'll talk about them on the radio.
Yeah.
See, this is all just going to be a nice big, well, it's not going to be a CJ. It's going to be a big networking cycle.
Mm-hmm.
Where everybody carries the beer is suddenly the talk of the town.
Absolutely.
That's right. We'll make it happen.
You can pop you one downtown before you go to Fall for Greenville. Walk around with your beer.
P1 just texted us, got some yesterday on 290 in Duncan.
Spinks?
Uh-huh.
Nice.
Uh-huh.
Yeah! Ow, hockey beer. It's good. Thank you.
So it's getting around. Just keep your eyes peeled. If you're looking for it, you will find it. It's gotten into stores now. It's on tap at all these awesome restaurants and bars all over the upstate between Greenville and Simpsonville and Spartanburg and Greer. It's everywhere.
It's the fastest selling beer that Thomas Creek's ever put out.
Yeah.
It even, like...
Lights out.
I was told even over, like, Trifecta, as fast as, like, they literally sold out of the first batch on the second batch, pre-sold it on the third batch.
Yeah.
That's a lot of beer.
That is a lot of beer, man. You've seen the pallets of the cans with us on them?
I love that.
It's beautiful.
I love that. That's great. So,
but thanks to y'all, because without y'all, I mean, obviously none of this would happen.
Absolutely.
So
there's a reason why it's called P1 Pilsner.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah, and they put us on it because they couldn't put all 600,000 of y'all on it.
Yeah, we lost 100,000.
Oh, 700. My bad.
I was
at least counting off. I forgot the last 50 that added in.
You're going off the 2012 numbers, Jim.
Yep, sure am.
But, yeah, if you don't see it, ask for it. If you are a retailer or a restaurant manager or whatever, I'd want to carry it, keg, six packs, whatever, will@thomascreekbeer.com.
Yeah, will@thomascreekbeer.com. That's Will Law's direct line.
He'll get you a pallet out there.
Mm-hmm.
We'll do it. All right. Here's what we're going to hold Fat Boys Pigskin Punishment for a little while.
Yeah.
Okay. But when we come back, this is the opposite of a punishment. This is a celebration. We got tickets to the Swamp Rabbits opening night tonight against Toledo.
Yes.
Puck drops at 7. We'll be there. You should be there too. It's going to be a big celebration of Greenville and all kinds of stuff.
And we have tickets to drag racing tomorrow, the NHRA Carolina Nationals.
Which is going to be nice weather, too, because they were worried for a while that they may have to reschedule even that. But, nope, it's all happening. So we'll have your tickets next. 1-800-774-0093. First-time callers, second-time callers. The Slappies can call.
Sure.
Anybody. 1-800-774-0093. We'll play some games. We'll give you some tickets right after this.
Here's Madman, 9, Paige, and Fatboy.
The Rise Guys Morning Show, 93.3 The Planet Rocks.
Rise Guys Morning Show, good morning, good morning. It's Friday, it's 7:30. Good weather this week, all kinds of activities going on. And we are going to make it even easier for you to have a damn good weekend.
Absolutely are, man. We got stuff to give you.
How many total prizes do we have here to give away?
Got a couple.
They have two prizes.
Yeah.
Okay. What are they?
You got the Carolina Nationals tickets tomorrow, ZMAX Dragway in Charlotte.
Yeah.
You got a family four-pack of tickets to tonight's season opener for some Swamp Rabbits hockey at the Well.
Yes. So with two prizes, three zonks. That's right. It's day two. And you might be like, hey, guys, you played that yesterday. That game.
Yeah, we did play 5 and 10 yesterday.
And we're like, yeah, we did. And it was so awesome that we kept playing it in the office yesterday after the show. So we're like, you know what? Let's bring the excitement back to the P1s and play 5 and 10. It's a real simple game on paper. We give you 10 seconds. You have to give us 5 things that we're looking for on the list. Like, for instance, Paige, if I said 5 horror movie killers, you would say?
Jason Michael, gosh.
Well, since she ain't going to get it, I'll keep her on the list.
You're out. It's easy when you got the answers in your hand, right?
Pinhead, I don't know if they kill, though. That's
you're out of time, and now you're ruining the topic for later.
I'm sorry.
I've just been handed a note that we have three prizes and two zonks because we have two sets of NHRA Carolina National tickets.
Yep, and then one family four-pack or friendship four-pack.
Of friendship four-pack.
Swamp Rabbits tickets for tonight with us.
The friendship four-pack. I don't have any family. Thanks a lot. All right, let's see who wants to play for these suckers. 1-800-774-0093, 1-800-774-0093. If you get through, you pick an envelope number, and then hopefully you win one of the prizes.
Wow. Hey, ladies.
Oh, wow.
What happened here?
All women.
Welcome.
Is it National Women Can Only Listen to the Radio Day?
I don't know, man.
I like it.
Judging off social media, we're blowing up with women right now.
Well, it's about damn time.
Mm-hmm.
I'm 42. Right? All right. Who's on line one? My screen's taking forever to load.
Let's go to P1 Panda Brat first. She's been on slightly longer.
P1 Panda Brat, good morning.
Good morning.
How you doing?
I'm doing good on my way to work.
Excellent. All right. You understand how to play 5 and 10?
Absolutely.
All right. 10 seconds on the clock, P1 Panda Brat. Besides social media, give me 5 websites you visit weekly. Go.
DeviantArt, Pornhub, IMDb, Duke Energy, and BroDart.com.
What was the last one?
BroDart.com. It's a shopping thing for my library that I work at.
Okay.
Yeah, all right.
Hey, I go to DeviantArt and get cursors for my computer.
Yeah. What is DeviantArt? I know what DeviantArt is, but it's like Pinterest for people who are like, you know, thinking on a different plane.
Deviant art.
Oh, okay.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
I put my art out there.
All right, well, pick an envelope. 1, 2, 3, 4, or 5.
Oh, let's go with number 3.
Number 3. All right. Right here in the middle. And, golly bum.
Oh, really? Boom.
There's her first one.
The odds are on her side. She still, that sucks. Sorry.
The odds are on her side. You're right, Jim.
Unfortunate.
All right. We have 1, 2, 4, and 5 left. Let's go to Jenna in Pickens. Hey, Jenna.
Hey, good morning.
Hey, how you?
I'm good. How are y'all doing?
Doing well.
You sound so friendly and happy.
I don't know if I would not want to do a ladies' morning show. They're always so nice when they call most
chipper.
Of them. Uh-huh. Very chipper. Very into it. Okay, Jenna, 10 seconds on the clock. We're playing 5 and 10. 9, what do you want from Jenna?
Give me 5 theme parks.
Go.
Okay. Carowinds, Six Flags, Disney World, Universal, and Dollywood.
Gaw.
And you got Dollywood for bonus points.
You got kids, I bet, don't you?
I nanny, so yeah.
Oh, okay. Perfect. All right. Pick an envelope. 1, 2, 4, or 5?
4.
Number 4 it is... You will be going to hockey tonight.
Hockey tonight!
Your friends at the Greenville Swamp Rabbit season opener. Jenna, who will you bring with you? Who will you bring? You have 3 or 4 tickets.
4 tickets.
I'm probably going to bring my boyfriend and my brother.
Very good.
Okay.
Very good.
You got 2 brothers you can bring?
I do.
Okay, good.
Awesome.
Perfect.
Perfect. We're well, you'll probably get stuck driving then, Jenna.
Yep.
Hold on. We'll get your information.
You won the tickets. Now you'll be the DD, too.
That's right. All right. All right, good. So we got that out. So we got a zonk. We got 2 NHRAs left.
Yeah, we do.
All right, perfect. Let's go to Amy in Woodruff. Hey, Amy.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm good. How are y'all?
Well, thank you. 10 seconds on the clock. Give me 5 places you can go but not touch anything. Go.
My brain is...
Oh, your phone sucks, too.
Man, that one screwed up her phone and her brain.
Oh, boy. Oh, boy. That's a tough one, huh? Okay. Let's go to Ricky and Duncan. We got a boy went on, Jimmy. Finally, there's still there's a man that can get through. Hey, Ricky.
How are y'all?
Well, sir, not as fine as you are.
You blow,
You blow my mind. Hey, Ricky.
Hey, Ricky.
All right. 10 seconds on the clock, 9. What 5 things you want from Ricky from Duncan?
Ricky from Duncan, give me 5 continents.
Go.
Crap.
Mm. When you say crap, are you talking about Mother Russia? I'm not sure.
It's not a continent.
Okay.
Sorry,
all right.
Ricky.
Still.
7 continents.
Still.
7 of them.
Yeah.
That's kind of hard because there's only 2 extra.
Paige, 10 seconds on the clock. Give me the 5 seasons. Go.
Winter, fall, spring, summer,
And what did I forget? Winterfell.
You did. There's only four. Oh. All right,
let's go. There's one more. we can't talk about that one.
We would have also accepted all of them.
I don't know. That's right.
Ask and you shall receive. It's P1 Happy Slappy and Greer. Good morning.
Oh, hang on. I got five. Here we go.
Here's she's on four. Hey, Slappy. How are you?
I'm good. How are you? I'm always better when I talk to you guys.
Well, thank you. We appreciate that.
You're welcome.
10 seconds on the clock. Jimmy?
All right, I think it's on you now.
It's on me now. P1 Happy Slappy, give me 5 articles of clothing you shouldn't put in the washing machine. Go.
Bras, panties, lingerie, teddies, socks.
Okay, now I got to go to a judge on panties. Paige, do you hand wash your drawers?
Well, the detergent breaks down the fabric, so it's better to hand wash.
Mine does.
Oh, I put mine in the washing machine.
Yeah. Now, what about socks?
Socks are fine.
I thought so.
Because you want to get them clean.
I put my socks in the dishwasher.
Does anybody in the room hand wash their socks?
No.
No. Not normally.
I hand soil this sometimes. All right, Happy Slappy, we'll let it count. Pick an envelope. Let's see what we got left. We got 1, 2, and 5.
Got to go with 1.
Got to go with 1. And we will open it and see. Sorry. Sorry, Happy Slappy. I love you. She's a sweet girl.
Sorry.
All right, we have 2 envelopes left, Jim.
Yes, we do.
Let's go to P1 Travis in Simpsonville. Travis, good morning.
What's up, guys?
How you?
What's up? Doing good. Ready to play the game.
If you win, you know what you get. We're out of Zonks. NHRA Carolina Nationals if you can do 5 and 10 and successfully.
Yes.
Okay, here we go. 2 envelopes to go. 10 seconds on the clock.
I'm not sure this one messes people up. Give me 5 foreign rock bands.
Go.
Oh, man. I don't even know, dude. Just hang up.
All right, then.
All right, we will. Sorry, Travis. Time.
Thanks, Travis.
Not hard. That's a really easy one.
Let's go to Seneca and talk to P1. Hell yeah, it's the grass. What's up? How are you?
What's up? I'm on my way home from work.
All right. Listen, we got 2 envelopes to go. 10 seconds on the clock. Give me 5 Tom Hanks movies. Go.
Green Mile, Forrest Gump, 40 Days, 40 Nights.
I don't know 40 Days, 40 Nights. What is that? I mean, is that about Noah?
Was that the Josh Hartnett movie about vampires?
Oh, it was 30 Days of Night.
Maybe that was.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
Just say, you know, there's a lot of them have like 1 or 2 word titles you could do for 10
Yes. Days. Thank
Easy.
You, Jim.
Easy.
Let's go to John in Williamston. We still got these two pairs of tickets we have to give away. John's on line 1. Hey, John.
There you go. I got him.
Good morning, Rise Guys.
How are you, sir?
Good.
You sound like you've been to a NHRA event or two, I would imagine. Yes?
Yes, I have.
Okay, good.
My wife and I love them.
Good. I could tell. All right, here's the thing. Jimmy, 10 seconds on the clock.
Okay. Give me 5 American rock bands.
Go.
Limp Bizkit, Blink 182.
Holy moly.
Green Day.
Holy moly.
AC/DC.
Oh my God. They're from Australia, right?
Yeah. That's confusing, though, because I have that AC/DC shirt Fatboy gave me for Christmas. Has an American flag on it, but they're from Australia.
Dude, I saw an ad on Instagram that showed an American flag shirt that had Jason on it with a big old machete in his hand and a hockey mask on it. And I'm like, I don't know what the, like, I love America, but I also love horror movies.
Yeah.
Is that the statement? I don't know.
Yeah, I like my Freddie and Jason in front of the Christmas tree t-shirt way better
than
that.
That's cute, yeah. Let's go to the Clown Prince, P1 the Clown Prince in Clemson. Good morning. Hello.
Oh, hang on, I'll put him back
Good
on.
Good morning.
Hey, there you are, sir. All right, NHRA tickets. We got to finish this up. Paige's got some news to do. 10 seconds on the clock. My turn. Here we go. Give me 5 different languages you might see on a restaurant's menu. Go.
Italian, Spanish, English, Japanese, Chinese.
There we go.
That works.
Pick an envelope. Well, hell, you don't need to. You're going to the NHRA Carolina Nationals.
Yay.
Z-Max,
woo-hoo.
Charlotte Motor Speedway.
Yep.
That'll be tomorrow, right?
Absolutely. It's tomorrow in Charlotte. Z-Max Dragway, congratulations. You get to go have fun.
Congratulations, sir. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Yes, sir.
Dun, 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 dun. Well, we got another pair. We can save these for the TSL question of the day if you'd like to.
Yeah, I mean, you know, look, there's no news today if you want to do one more round. There's very, not very much news to do.
Oh, you want to do another round then?
We can let April and Piedmont play.
All right, we'll let April and Piedmont play. Hey, Ape.
Hey.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Doing well. All right, we have one prize left. It's a pair of tickets to the NHRA Carolina Nationals at Z-Max in Charlotte tomorrow. 10 seconds on the clock. Give me 5 deal breakers when it comes to men. Go.
Smoking, spitting, short.
I got to get a buzzer.
Yeah, it's a
waste
of time.
Waste
of time.
Paige, give me 5 deal breakers when it comes to men. Go.
Prison sentence, no money, divorce, cheating, ugliness.
Wow. So if you're broke or ugly,
I don't know.
If you've been divorced,
been in prison.
If you've been divorced, Paige will not have anything to do with a man who's been divorced.
Well, I mean, too many divorces, like 10. Is what I was thinking.
Well, hell. Okay. King is in the good.
Then. Okay, you said in a short amount of time. That just. Whatever.
You know that answer
drug
ain't good
addiction.
Enough for him.
I know.
We'll do one more. Davey in Simpsonville, okay. And then absolutely no more because I don't have any more questions.
Last one.
Hey, Davey.
Yes, sir.
Davey, 10 seconds. We have that for you. 9, what would you like Davey to give you in a list of 5?
Give me 5 consonants.
Go.
South America, North America. I don't know.
Oh, brother. Mm. All right, my friend. Have a good weekend.
Did you ever go to school, buddy?
I think you misunderstood. I said consonants.
That's what
that
I thought. Yeah.
Go ahead and park in the school parking lot. Go in there with the youngins.
Like, if you wanted to win that one, you should have said B, C, D, F, G.
Matter of fact, if we call in with another geography question, just hand it to the kids in the seat.
Well, it's all tones like Africa. Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah.
That's all.
Yeah. You could have given me any of 21 alphabet letters. Would have been fine.
China.
I bet the other guy didn't even say North America for the first one.
Crap.
Oh.
Crap is not a continent or a consonant.
My grandma was incontinent when she died. I don't know which continent it was, huh? Law. All right. Well, so we'll save this last pair then. You want to do that?
Yeah, let's
save. Save the last pair, and we'll do that with 9's TSL question of the day. We'll come back, and we'll all be delighted with the news of the hour from the Queen. Paige, right after this.
You know you love them, but all you gotta do is like the Rise Guys at facebook.com/933theplanet. The proud home of the Rise Guys Morning Show. 93.3. The planet just rocks.
It's Rise Guys Headlines with Paige and her big ol' hoo-haws.
Oh, are you ready for this? The Simpsons thinks that South Park's jab was actually a compliment. If you missed it, the episode ended with Mr. Henke being banished from South Park for his offensive tweets. And Stan's dad, Randy, says, quote, "He'll have to find a place that accepts racist, awful beings like him." And so when he arrives in Springfield, it's where Apu welcomes him in his stereotypical Indian accent, and then it cuts to black, and you see the hashtag Cancel the Simpsons is shown. So Al Jean thinks that it was not taking a shot at them on Wednesday, that he said it was actually a favor and a commentary on how, quote, people are too critical.
Absolutely.
Have they never feuded South Park and the Simpsons?
I don't think they've ever had like a serious feud. They've gone back and forth because South Park did the episode where Simpsons already did it, which just true because there's 700 odd episodes of the Simpsons, but I mean, it was like a cartoon fist bump to the Simpsons on that point. Because they promoted this season of South Park with all the promos had hashtag cancel South Park.
Yeah.
And that's how they promoted the season. That's how those guys promoted themselves. So if they say that about the Simpsons, obviously, yeah, that's a compliment. And Al Jean is just not a dummy.
Yeah.
Is what I think. Because it's, you know, it's satire saluting satire in a sense.
Well,
makes sense.
I think they've had some degree of heat, but honestly, I think Family Guy's had more heat with other cartoon shows than either The Simpsons or South Park.
Who do they have heat with? Super Friends?
Probably, yeah. You know, them and the Aqua Teens used to fight.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
I'm kidding. I don't think they did.
I beat the hell out of Rick and Morty. I better watch out.
They People love Rick and Morty.
I know. My kid loves Rick and Morty.
I've seen Rick and Morty. It ain't bad.
Yeah.
It ain't bad.
Well, we love beer. People love beer. But now there's a product for your dog. If dogs love beer, there's something out there for the dogs.
And dogs do love beer.
Especially in Texas, there's a bar owner that has launched a line of beer for dogs. And if you're wondering if it has any alcohol content, no.
Well, what's the point?
Yeah, do you want a drunk dog?
Yeah, they sober up in like 15 minutes with their super fast dog metabolism.
Yeah.
It takes no time for them to get sober.
Well, the Longs, Megan and Steve, they have a new venture called Good Boy Dog Beer. So the reason why they wanted to have this dog beer produced is because their dog has some allergy problems. So now there's something that will help their dog and also some digestive issues that this dog had. And he was a middle-aged dog. So in this brew, it has things like turmeric to help the digestion, ginger for its fur and shininess and other things in the beer, but no alcohol.
It basically is dog kombucha.
Kombucha?
Yeah, it sounds more like a bocha than a beer.
No. Well, it's got, you know, hops and stuff, but I don't...
Bocha bull crap.
Yes. It's got things that dogs love, like chicken, turmeric, ginger, oranges, carrots, basil, cilantro, and fennel.
I've never had a chicken beer, but I did have a bacon beer one time. It was terrible. It was awful. It was sour and just not good.
No?
It was a terrible thing. There might be a good bacon beer, but I imagine it's got maple or something in it, too.
See, dogs do like beer, but I think the only thing that I had my dog drink was some White Russians, and that wasn't good.
No.
Smudge got drunk.
The milk, probably worse than the vodka.
Yeah, he was running like a crazy dog. And some Kahlua. You don't want to give that to your dog.
Yeah, it's frowned upon.
It is, yeah, in some circles.
Yeah, I've seen all kind of animals drink. Horses love beer. Most animals would probably drink beer, given the chance.
Goats.
Oh, yeah. But goats eat everything, no. Yeah.
But the dogs need to be 3 years old or older, right? Do they have to go against the same laws we do?
Yeah, right.
I think so.
You have to card a dog.
Yeah, so three would be 21.
It needs its ID.
Yep. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Got to have that.
Man, our billy goat.
No card, no service.
Our billy goat smelled so bad because they drink their own pee.
Oh, yeah.
And it's all in their goatee. So mm-hmm. If we were sitting out by the barn, you poured some beer like on his lip.
Yeah.
Just to mask the smell. And it would curl up and he would drink it. But at least you can smell the beer and not the pee.
Oh my
wow.
God.
Yeah, they call that the flavor saver.
Really? Mm-hmm. That's disgusting. Yeah. I never knew that.
Oh, it's really bad when the goat eats asparagus.
Oh, yeah.
Terrible. Yeah, that's the worst.
Gracious. Oh, my goodness.
I like it when they eat 10 cans. You know, they don't really have a smell.
No.
Well, did you hear what old Ryan Cortez did to fund his gambling habit?
Who is that?
Well, he's a postal worker, and he stole over $600,000 in stamps.
That's a lot of stamps.
Yes. God darn.
How much is a stamp now? 49 cents?
I think it's 50.
Yeah, they're about to go up again.
So a customer service manager at the post office in New Orleans was just busted for stealing over $500,000 in stamps and selling them and using the money. And his name is Ryan Cortez. And over 6 or 7 years, he stole a total of $630,000 and sold the stamps on eBay. So PayPal and eBay notified the government after they noticed that he'd been selling significant quantities of stamps. So they investigated him. Even though his salary was not meager, he made $70,000 a year. And they found out that he lost more than $650,000 at a casino since 2011, including $220,000 last year alone. So he had a really bad problem. Not only that, he is accused of embezzling thousands of dollars from a local Mennonite church. So he's facing up to 10 years.
Do you realize the donuts are going to have to sell now?
I know.
Yes. He was a busy man with the gambling. So now he's facing up to 10 years in jail for embezzlement. And it's one of the largest thefts by a postal worker in U.S. history.
Wow.
Yeah.
God.
So the stamp price is going to jump to 55 cents from 50 cents.
It's still a bargain, though.
It is.
It's still a bargain.
Well, only like octogenarians get upset about that. They start talking about a fixed income or whatever.
Well, like Amazon. I ordered something from Amazon that I'll tell you what it was. It was a freaking headboard for a bed, mm-hmm. one piece. So it was the length of the bed. And it was in a box. And I look, and it cost like $8 to ship it.
Yeah.
'Cause They have that deal with the post office, mm-hmm. man. And it's like, there's no way you lost money on that. There's no way that it costs less than $8 to ship this.
Yeah. Of course, the post office would be in the black if not for their pension program. That's what screws them.
Yeah, but that's a Ponzi scheme, though, because once these people right now, hey. They're paying in for it, yeah. it ain't going to be there. That's when it's all going to crumble, I think.
Yeah, I don't know how the pensions work there because, you know, private companies don't offer that. You have 401ks and stuff where you invest your own money for retirement nowadays. Yeah. And they match a little bit. But, yeah, their pension program, all the postal workers who retired for many, many, many years, that's on their books every year. So that's why they seem to be losing so much money. It is not necessarily Amazon. It's all these retirees are still alive.
But it's the deal, though, that they worked with Amazon. They give them a better rate than anybody else.
Yeah, they do.
And it's, you know, it's because
the
they're
deliveries?
Shipping so much. Yeah, if you see a postman on the weekend, you know, got some Amazon packages.
Sunday, anyway. I mean, they do Saturday.
Oh, no, no, on Sunday.
Sunday, their day off. They have rest for them.
Well, I'm Paige, and those are your Rise Guys headlines.
How do you feel about that, Paige?
I just don't.
She don't care.
She doesn't seem
I don't mail things. I drive them over.
No, I only mail like my mortgage. That's it. So it doesn't really bother me.
You don't do that online?
No.
I don't even have checks anymore.
No.
It's for the first time in my life I don't have a checkbook. It's like just everything's like, you know, I know all my numbers and my security code and my expiration date and all that. I don't need it.
Yeah.
It's wild. We'll take a break. We have to take a break. We're going to come back. We're going to get into the FOF line, Fat Boys Pigskin Punishment. Your calls, 1-800-774-0093. It's going to be a humdinger of an hour of radio. Keep it right here. The Rise Guys, guys.
Just our house on three. 1, 2, 3.
This is Thomas Davis from the Carolina Panthers, and you're listening to the Rise Guys on 93.3 The Planet.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.